Friday, the 15th of August, 2014, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oak Sen, better known as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's the Ides of August, and that means it's almost time for the Fringe Festival. Vancouver's King of the Fringe, Jacques Lalonde, will be by later on to talk about his new show. We'll also meet Christina Andriola, who is premiering her one-person show next week at the Shop Theater. We'll pay a tribute to two show business greats who left us this week, and one other show business great who's coming back to town. That's right, folks. Art Bergman has re-emerged with a new album, and he's playing at the Commodore on the 6th of September.
Exhaust pipe and put it in the window. But went to sleep. He sank like a stone, like the sun, into the sea. Yeah.
So that's Art Bergman, and he's going to be at the Commodore on the 6th of September, and that's a presentation of the Georgia Strait, and you can get your tickets at the usual outlets. I'm sure the Strait has all kinds of information on their website to let you know what's going on. What's going on here right now, though, is a show called The Dudes of My Life, which is going to be at the Shop Theater at 2nd and Main, starting on the 19th, which is
Tuesday.
Okay. I should turn on your mic so we can actually hear what you're saying. There we go.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
There you are. Look at that. So we've got Christina Andriola.
Yeah.
And Danae Cho Thompson.
That's
Did
me.
I say it right?
Yeah,
all
pretty
right.
close. Pretty close.
Okay. And Christina is the star.
Yes.
And Danae is the director.
That's right.
Of The Dudes of My Life.
The Dudes of My Life.
And this is a one-person show. And did you write it as well, Christina?
The two of us wrote it together with some input from my mom and our dramaturg.
Yeah. So, but
Dan,
it is
who's a close friend of
your
mine.
Life.
Yeah, it is my life. It's based on a bunch of stories of the aforementioned dudes of my life. So, I was telling this story last night. It was the winter of 2010, and I received a red moleskin book, so a hardcover 8.5 by 11 moleskin book. And I was like,
so what?
It's
I don't
Christmas.
Know what a moleskin book is.
Oh, it's like a very fancy notebook.
Oh, oh.
Yes.
It's like
oh,
a $25 notebook.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It was a hardcover
fill this
notebook.
Up, tell your story.
Hardcover red notebook. So the complete opposite of a little black book.
Yeah.
But, so it was Christmas, and I was like, what do I do with this book? And then New Year's Eve, of course, everybody gets in the habit of, you know, reflecting. So I decided to write down everything that happened to me in 2010. And then on the flip side of the page, I was like, oh, wouldn't this be cool to have a retrospective of the dudes that I've like either dated or, you know, had something with, like a story, something that I could reflect back on and remember the situation. So I started writing it down. And then I did the same for 2011 and 2012. 2013, which is a really big list.
Did you need a new book for every year?
No, I didn't. It's actually on the same piece of paper. I just, it was just 2010 with an underline and then some dude names. And
it's a pretty full sheet of paper.
Very, very small.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So
yeah, it's great.
How did the idea of turning this little book into a big show?
Yeah. So I started not online dating, but it was more like app dating. I don't know if you've heard of, have you heard of Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was on Tinder and I had scheduled myself for a 2-in-1. So that is 2 dates, 1 evening.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, does everyone involved in the 2-in-1 know they're in a 2-in-1?
Actually, I think I may have mentioned it to number two.
Did you get someone to call you at 9 o'clock and say, the house is on fire. You better get back here now.
No, but the timer on the iPhone is very handy. So like, oh, 45 minutes. Okay, got to ask for the bill. Like, get ready. Like, wrap things up. And luckily, like, I was on my way to it. The first one was much shorter, thankfully. So the second one happened, and the second one was a bit abysmal. And I went home, and I saw Dene in the living room. And I started telling him about these stories and about this 2-in-1. And he goes, Chris, if you ever want to do a play on your dudes, let me know.
And it was born, yeah. The Dudes of My Life.
And the idea was born.
So you guys have a theater background, right?
This
we is
do.
Just something that came out of the
yeah.
No, I've been doing this about 10 years. I'm currently finishing my BFA at SFU, and I've attended other institutions as well. I'm kind of one of those academic for life types, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners here are.
Oh, yeah.
And I graduated from the SFU theater program last year.
Yeah, but not in acting.
Not in acting.
You're a stage manager and a producer.
Yes, I am.
So how
both.
Did he talk you into doing it on stage? I don't go on stage.
Well,
I hold
yeah.
the book in my hand and wear dress in black.
I know. I actually had a dream where I forgot my lines and I chose to have a book in front of me and read from there. But anyways, that's a completely different show. Well, at first I was holding on to the crutch of having someone else with me on stage because I thought, oh, you know, two people on stage, I'll have someone else to commiserate with or I guess for lack of a better term, share in the misery.
Yeah.
Of, or like, you know, the jitters and
or to rescue you in those tense moments.
And to rescue
say
you.
Say something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess about a couple of weeks in, we had decided that it was a collective decision that the second person was not needed because these are my stories and this is me telling them. So from there, it was like, buckle up. This train is going to go whether you're on it or not, as I say often.
Well, it's one of those things once the venue is booked, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah, we put money into this now.
Onward and upward.
Yeah, exactly. And then yesterday was our first day in the theater. And so it's like, okay, this is happening. Better know my lines. Let's do it. And there's nothing that you can do but just work and put and remember, you know, where you need to be when and remember your lines, and putting the two together leaves your brain like a little scrambly, but you know.
All right, you have to cover your ears for this next question. So Dene, how's she doing?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's been a great interest of mine, non-performers performing. You know, like, what is performance? We do it all every day in our lives. We put on different faces. Right now, I have a mask on that's like Radio Dene, right? And so, you know.
You do have a good face for radio.
Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, because of that, you know, it's just kind of extracting what it is to be Christina telling a story and how do you make that interesting to an audience. It's not a complicated formula. You just try some things, and the things that we decide we like, we keep, and the things that hit the cutting room floor, and there are many, they stay there, and that's fine. That's totally great, and I'm very excited for this week. Get some people to see Christina in in her shining glory.
Yeah, it's difficult because you can't be Christina playing Christina. Being, you know, like it's just, it's a...
You have to be Christina saying words that you already wrote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conundrum.
It's fun.
You just have to trust the people around you and just keep going. Okay, so let's get into the details. We are at the Shop Theater, which is the old Playhouse office at 2nd and Main, the Watson's Glove Factory, which has been turned into a really interesting performance venue. I think I've seen about four different shows there in the last 6 months, and it's quite a nice space. Renegade Studio. Some people I know did a show there last year and or a few months ago, and they because it's a theater space, but it's also a rehearsal space for bands. Do you get into any issues about that, about trying to you rehearsing while they're playing?
Well, last night we were in there and there was some drumming going on, and we were thinking to ourselves, okay, so this is going to be a reality for us, right? You know, we're going to hear bands, and I personally prescribe to the liveness of theater. You know, if you hear an ambulance siren in the background, you don't just ignore it. It's there.
It's
right?
Part of the show now.
You don't have a choice in the matter. Yeah. And I love and respect what Renegade is doing all the way across the board.
Yeah.
And because of the informality of their space, it opens up a lot of possibilities. So if there's a little bit of drumming, party on.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll have a good downbeat for one of my monologues.
There you go. You see, take it.
Opportunity knocks.
So you open on August 19th, which is Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you go until next Saturday.
Yeah.
And where you can get tickets?
The easiest way, shifttheater.ca/dudes.
All right. The Dudes of My Life. Go see it. You'll enjoy it. It'll be worth your while. Thanks very much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now I have to play a music, but where is it? There it is. I'm supposed to have these things set up ahead of time, you know. There we go.
swim in the pond of dreams. Self-drive is power in disguise. Keep me moving till the end of time. Look ahead, surrounded by opposites. Moving mass in a world of caring. Make sense once you jump inside and know. It's sweet. Go! Drink and we'll go swimming. Rise in peace and I die with our families. I advise you to swim with me. In the pond, in the pond of dreams.
That's Caracas and Pond of Dreams on Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio CITR 101.9 FM. Well, two famous people died this week, Robin Williams and Lauren Bacall. And I'm going to have more to say about Robin Williams later on in the show. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about Lauren Bacall. She was 89 when she died of a stroke on Tuesday, and she was still working. Her last job was the voice of Evelyn, someone that Peter met at his mother's funeral on The Family Guy. And, well, you have to see the episode. Her first movie was To Have and Have Not with Humphrey Bogart, who she married and lived with until his death in 1957. They made three great movies together, To Have and Have Not, Big Sleep, and Key Largo. See them all. One of her last roles was playing herself in an episode of The Sopranos, the one where Christopher goes to Hollywood to pitch a movie idea. It's the scene where she's coming out of a gala with a gift bag full of expensive swag, and she gets mugged and knocked down by a masked assailant who turns out to probably be Christopher. And when she died, Matthew Weiner, who was the writer of that episode and went on to become the creator of Mad Men, he was talking about, he was a little hesitant about asking her to do the scene. But apparently she was quite enthusiastic about it. Her response was, I get to swear and take a punch? I'm in. And she could take a punch, I tell you. You got to see that scene. Now, back to the beginning of her career, when she and Bogart made The Big Sleep, there's a story about how the movie itself had to be put on hold because World War II was coming to an end and the studio wanted to get all their war movies out before the war was over. Otherwise, who wants to watch a war movie? And so in the meantime, To Have and Had Not, it was then released, and it became a huge hit, mostly because of the steamy scenes between Bogart and Bacall. So the studio looks at The Big Sleep, and they say, we've got this Bogart-Bacall movie, and it doesn't have many Bogart-Bacall scenes. So they went and recut the movie. They shot some extra scenes with Bogie and Bacall in them, and then recut the movie to fit them in. But to make room for those scenes, they had to cut out scenes with important plot points in them. So if you ever watch The Big Sleep, it's almost impossible to follow. But it was a gamble that paid off because people didn't care who shot the chauffeur. They just wanted to see more of this.
Tell me, what do you usually do when you're not working?
Play the horses, fool around.
No women?
Well, I'm generally working on something most of the time.
Could that be stretched to include me?
Well, I like you. I told you that before.
I liked hearing you say it. But you didn't do much about it.
Well, neither did you.
Well, speaking of horses, I like to play them myself. But I like to see them work out a little first. See if they're front runners or come from behind. Find out what their whole card is. What makes them run.
Find out mine?
I think so.
Go ahead.
I'd say you don't like to be rated. You like to get out in front. Open up a lead, take a little breather in the back stretch, and then come home free.
You don't like to be rated yourself.
I haven't met anyone yet that could do it. Any suggestions?
Well, I can't tell till I've seen you over a distance of ground. Got a touch of class, but I don't know how far you can go.
A lot depends on who's in the saddle. Go ahead, Marla. I like the way you work. In case you don't know it, you're doing all right.
He was spending on the ponies. He was spending on the girls. Buy his mother lovely roses for her dear old henna curls. But when his wife said, sweetie, what did you get? He socked her in the choppers. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he. And her tears flowed like wine. Yes, her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine. Knows her mama done told her that a man is darned unkind. I'm a-tellin' you, mister.
I'm tellin' you, mister.
She was a sob, sob sister.
Sob, sob sister.
Lying on a pillow.
Weeping like a willow.
My, oh my, how that baby could cry. Her tears flowed like wine.
She's a real sad
tomato. Oh, hello, boy.
Oh, stop it. He's waiting to see you.
Become communists. Swear openly. Smoke marijuana. Progress to heroin.
We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us.
Spit on the flag. Kill your parents. Drop out of school. Hate your government.
We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us.
Sell your country's secrets. Do not be religious. Hurt animals. Scare old people.
We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us.
Hi, I'm David M. of No Fun. Paul Lane is playing a guitar solo right now, but he joins me in reminding you, if you drink, drive. Burn the churches. Eat human flesh. Don't work, collect welfare. Burn books.
We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us.
Break all laws. Have sex frequently. Despise all authority. Dance to rock music.
We're the only ones to trust. Come on, kids, and be like us. 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 Come on, kids, be like us. Come on, kids, and be like us. Come on, kids, be like us. Come on, kids, and be like us now. When we're the only ones to trust, come on, kids, and be like us.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. I hope we pass the audition.
That was David M. and Paul Leahy. No Fun, the Beatles of Surrey. Local legend and favorites of the Vancouver club scene, especially in the 80s and 90s. But they're not gone. They're back. Well, David M. is back anyway. He's playing at the Prop House tonight, the Prop House Cafe, which is at 1636 Venables, just west of Commercial. It's at 8 o'clock tonight, and he's doing a show called No Place to Hide in No Fun City 2014 with guests DJ Behrens, Sean Turkington, and Pete Campbell. We got a full listing rundown of all the exciting stuff that's going on in town this weekend, and we're going to take a short break and talk about all about that right after this.
The Westside Community Food Market is back every Thursday at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. from July 3rd to September 25th. A stretch of sidewalk at 8th and Vine will be turned into a local food market. Join us for hyper-local foods, live music, coffee, and more.
10,000 steps. That's the recommended daily minimum for a healthy, active person. Easy, right? The average office worker takes only 3,000 steps a day. Enter Steptember. Challenge yourself, your co-workers or your classmates to walk, run or roll your way to 10,000 steps a day for 1 month, all for a good cause. Every step you take this September is a step towards supporting cerebral palsy associations across Canada.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, yes. So what's going on? Well, it seems to be a real blast from the past weekend. Not only have we got David M. Tonight and then Art Berman coming up next month, the Frank Five are going to be playing at Lanaloo's tonight and tomorrow night. No polkas, no country, no cornpone, just two sets of hard rock and three chord wonders. And that's at Lanaloo's, 362 Powell Street in sunny Japantown. Also in music, down in White Rock, tonight, it's two acoustic music trios, August, featuring Linda Kidder, Ray Armour, and Gran from Once Upon a Time, Beverly Elliott. And they're going to be joined by Acoustic Groove with Mike Taylor, Diana Lines, and Tony Chamberlist. And that's all happening tonight in White Rock at the Blue Frog Studios, 1328 Johnson Road. On stage and theater, we've got Now Theater's first production. It's all about people who live on that patch of floating plastic of the size of Texas. It's out in the middle of the Pacific. It's a one-act play with talk back, and it's called Patch. It's on at the Waterfront Theater tonight at 8, two shows tomorrow, 2 and 8, and then a matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Jericho Arts Center still has the Ensemble Theater Company. This is their final weekend. Two shows. Tonight, 8 o'clock, The Duchess of Malfi. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Normal Heart. So your last two chances to catch some of this outstanding theater at Jericho Arts Center, presented by Ensemble Theater Company. At the Rio this weekend, a whole bunch of cool stuff. Double bill tonight with Frank, a brand new movie with Michael Fassbender and Maggie Gyllenhaal, about a musical genius who hides himself inside a large fake head. They performed on the Colbert Show earlier this week, and the movie is on at the Rio tonight. I think it's on tomorrow night as well. And then tonight at 9:30, they're doing a double bill with The Big Lebowski. It's all about the money, Lebowski. The midnight show tonight is Ghost World, a 2001 movie with Thora Birch, Scarlett Johansson, and Steve Buscemi. And that's the midnight show, so it's $6 in advance, or $8 at the door. And then tomorrow night at the Rio, they're doing the Patrick Maliha's People's Champ of Comedy semifinals, week number two. It's the final night of week number two on the semifinals for Vancouver's largest and longest running comedy competition. That's 9:30 tomorrow night, Rio Theater, Broadway and Commercial. The Pacific Cinematheque has got their Film Noir Festival going on. They are running Niagara and Detective Story with Kirk Douglas. That's this weekend. And then next week, it's The Postman Always Rings Twice. We got a tour going on in the hallway down the hall. That's what that, if you can hear some little noise going on in the background, pay no attention to it. He won't bother you. Then we've got some stuff coming up. The Queer Film Festival is going on right now. And that's at about 11 countries. The Queer Film Festival is going on all around town. 80 films at various Vancouver downtown locations showcasing queer stories from 11 countries. And you can get tickets online or at the Little Sisters bookstore. The Cold Reading Series is still going on Monday night at 8 o'clock at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, Havana is doing a Fringe Festival preview, and that's going from the 26th to the 30th, so it's still got a week or so to go to see that. But 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it's 5 different shows that will be featured in the film festival this fall. You can get a preview at the Havana: Body of a Woman as a Battlefield in the Bosnian War, Cause and Effect, Orange is the New Blank, Lascivious Something, and The Masks of Oscar Wilde. Check out the Havana online to find out more about that. And as always, if you have a live theater event that you would like to have listed, send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Okay, I've done enough talking for now. Let's get back to some more music. Jenny Ritter got in touch with me. She is she's working on her latest album, and they're doing a special fundraising event coming up on, is it tonight? Where is it? It's on the 28th. There we go. August 28th at the Biltmore. She's going to be performing with Wooden Horseman and Taylor Ashton. And this is a track off her most recent CD. This is a song called They Can't Tell.
The sky to those who are lacking in supplies. Your newest song held in claw as the crow flies, it's not that far. Thank you. that sings you back. When you're lonesome on the mountain, well, I hope I can bring you back. Cause they can't tell your voice separate from my own. Skating on the record, swimming through the radio. And they can't tell your songs all separate from my own. It means our throats are shaped the same. It means we'll never be alone. Our hearts are shaped the same. It means we'll never.
There's no love in this town. Everywhere I go there's trouble. I'm 6 feet under the ground, knocking at the gates of hell. Cigarette stain on my hand and water filling up my shoe. Mom threw me to the skids. What was I supposed to do? I'm living it up till my days are done. Wherever I go to, wherever I run, hear the devil sing it, I know, I know. Wherever I run to, wherever I go. Life of crime, 2 steps ahead of dying. Father never shed no tears, and you're never gonna catch me crying. Mama, take my dirty hands and show me how that good life tastes. I just don't know where I stand, but I'm sure that there's a better place. And I ain't got no hidden aces, just an ever watchful eye. And I'm hoping that tomorrow be coming. I got so much left to do before I die. I'm living it up till my days are done. Wherever I go to, wherever I run, hear the devil sing it, I know, I know. Wherever I run to, wherever I go, yeah, I'm living it up till my days are done. Wherever I go to, wherever I run, hear the devil sing it, I know, I know. Wherever I run to, wherever I go.
I never knew that I could feel this way.
That's the John Boss Band, and they are busy this month. They're going to be playing an outdoor concert at the Hard Rock Casino in Coquitlam tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And then in September, they're going to be at the Burnaby Firefighters Town Hall, which is out near Metrotown. That's the 5th and 6th of September. And then they'll be playing at the Grand Casino in Kelowna on the 16th of September. Well, I had promised that Jacques Lalanne, the King of the Fringe, was going to drop by to have a chat. He couldn't make it, but we're going to get him on the phone. Only I've never done a phone interview here before, so it could be a little weird. So we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to play a couple of tunes, and then hopefully by then we'll have Jacques Lalanne on the phone. So don't despair. We'll be right back.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
Every now and then, the sun drops in.
All right, that is Warless, and this is Dave Radio on Radio Dave with Radio Dave on the radio on CITR, and we're going to try something here. We're going to try and see if we can get Jacques Lalonde on the radio. Are you there, Jacques?
I'm here.
Look at that. It worked.
Awesome.
Holy First cow. Time. First time ever.
Talk about a stroke of luck.
Well, it's interesting you said that. Now, for those of you who don't know, you should know, Jacques Lalonde is known as the King of the Fringe. Jacques has been appearing or has at least participated in every Vancouver Fringe Festival since...
1987.
Holy smoking cheese dip, Ernie.
28 years in a row.
Wow. And you've done all kinds of different stuff. You were Kenny Rogers once. You're Don Cherry. You were Jean Chrétien. You made a cake on stage.
I did. Then people ate it.
Yeah, that was
proof positive that you can have your cake and eat it too.
That's what the magic of theater is all about.
Yeah, that is.
So what are you doing this year?
This year I'm doing a show called Stroke of Luck. Other potential titles were Stroke of Genius, Four-Stroke Engine. Basically, I had a stroke on July 1st, Canada Day, 2013. And I saw so many interesting things and went through so many interesting experiences, both funny and, you know, slightly tragic, that I thought this would make a great, great show. And so it's happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to...
Turning lemons into lemonade. Well,
exactly.
I'm turning it into a lemon... cream pie.
Yeah. Yeah. The really nice fluffy meringue on top and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or whipped cream, maybe.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah, either way. Yeah. If you like meringue, I go meringue.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the process of turning an actual stroke into a play about having a stroke.
Well, it basically means you have to sort of keep track of what's happening to you over the year so that you have... you know, salient points to refer to, like, you know, it's sort of the process that happened. Fortunately, there were a lot of different things that I did along the way that kind of gave those reference points anyways. Like, I had a fundraiser at one point, so that's part of the story. And, of course, going to the hospital and the different stroke patients that I saw in the hospital becomes part of the story. And then, of course, all the different, you know... aspects of recovery, like, you know, trying to pick up poker chips.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that it's an easy thing to do when you haven't had a stroke, but literally the first time I did a strength test, because they have these physiotherapists that come to your home now, they try and kick you out of the hospital as fast as possible. because A, it's cheaper for them to have people come to your home, and B, apparently you recover better when you're surrounded by your home, right?
Yeah.
So the first time I did a strength test for my pincer strength, which is when you squeeze your index finger to your thumb, you know, like you're saying, this is really good Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
My first strength test was zero. And so I thought, okay, well, there's nowhere to go but up.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and it's sort of about how that's an important aspect of recovery is just trying to see, you know, call it the silver lining, or trying to see the positive aspect of where you're getting to as opposed to what you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of the idea of the play is that maybe if we can adapt this philosophy to life without having a stroke.
There's a concept.
A you know, I had this, like Jesus, who gave his life for the masses, I had the stroke so that you don't have to.
Well, we're all grateful to you for that.
Yeah. And and it's a funny show. I was talking to my friend Mike Copsa, who's a great actor, and he's like, well, why don't you just write a regular show? And I'm like, well, at one point I will, but I like these shows that are like, it's like part of it's sort of clown, and part of it's kind of like improv, and part of it is storytelling, and there's a little bit of audience participation and stuff. So it's really an interesting little play. Something different, right?
It's kind of what you do, though.
That is what I do.
Yeah.
Although next year I'm thinking I might just write a regular play. Maybe not for The Fringe. For The Fringe I'll do Cooking with Einstein. But I'm actually thinking of writing a play about the Palestine-Israeli conflict, and maybe do a cross-reference with the language issues in Quebec. And so maybe do something that goes like that, you know, have some characters in Montreal and some characters in the Middle East who are going through the same traumas. Because I'm really, you know, to put a weird word on it, conflicted about the whole thing. Like, I do understand why the Israelis are upset having these bombs sent at them. But it's like, yeah, but the only reason they're doing that is because they have no hope, right?
So exactly.
You know, but that's not what the play is about. I have nothing to do with the play this year.
No. The play this year, we actually get to see it on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday there's going to be a world premiere / preview at the Orpheum Annex, which is a beautiful little space down on Seymour. They've been kind enough to let the Rail Town Collective is this group that puts on shows for artists that don't necessarily get enough, you know, plays at the Stanley or at the Arts Club. Like, they recently did a show with the woman who directed The Beautiful Winter's Tale.
Lisa Volpe. We had her on the show.
Yeah, she did a one-woman Shakespeare there.
Yeah.
Right, like, not necessarily Shakespeare, but it was just playing all the characters from Shakespeare and stuff. Anyway, so they promote really cool stuff, and it's a beautiful space, and it's very intimate, only like about 150 people. And I think it'll be really exciting to be there for the first time that I do this.
Yeah.
Because if you'll pardon the expression again, I think this show has legs.
Good.
And so I think I will be doing this for a while in hospitals, different places, mm-hmm. but this will be the only chance to see the first time I ever do it.
There's only one chance for a first time.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I tell people.
All right. So how do we get tickets?
Well, you go on to the website for the Railtown Cultural Collective,
mm-hmm.
and you can get tickets there. There's a phone number to call, which I'm going to look at my little handy-dandy handle, which fortunately I've got with me.
All right. We're running out of time.
Okay.
So.
All right, running out of time.
Yeah.
So you go to the www.northerntickets.com,
yeah.
or you phone 604-569-1144. That's 604-569-1144. Tickets are $20 or $15 for students, seniors, or art workers. So if you support the arts, you can get $15 tickets. Just say, I'm an art worker because I'm going to see your play.
All right. I think that'll work.
$15.
Yeah. All right. They're playing our music. We got to go. So we'll see you Wednesday night.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you very much, Jacques Lalonde.
Well, we figured it out.
We'll talk to you soon.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. Oh, there it goes. Almost had it perfect. Okay, that is Dave Radio for this week. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, send it to us at DaveRadio at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. And for the second week in a row, special congratulations to Chris Elkstrand, who received his check from SoCan specifically because we played his song last week. Don't forget that Valerio is here, and he will carry you through the afternoon, and then Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwire, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio will return next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.